This is the Middle Chamber Books Podcast, episode number 39 for Monday, October 12th, 2015. For the past 13 years, the Collingswood, New Jersey Book Festival has charmed its visitors and been a boon for authors as people get together to celebrate the thing they love best, books. In this edition of the Middle Chamber Books Podcast, we'll talk to some of the authors who exhibited at the Collingswood Book Festival this year, right next to me, where I had my Business of Podcasting book on display. Welcome to the Middle Chamber Books and Music Podcast. I'm your podcast host, Steve Lubetkin, and the bookseller at middlechamberbooks.com. In this podcast, we present interviews with authors and creative professionals talking about their work. And in this program, a few live interviews we conducted during the Collingswood, New Jersey Book Festival. You can get more information about the Collingswood Book Festival, which is over this year, but we'll be back again next year, October 1st of 2016, at collingswoodbookfestival.com. We spent a little time talking to some of the authors who were exhibiting in the big exhibit hall. We were in the gymnasium this year at the Collingswood High School because of the weather. And so we weren't outside like the book festival is in previous years. But we had a good time. We had a lot of people come in and talk to us about our books, and we thought it'd be interesting to bring you a few short interviews with some of the authors that we met. And we'll have pictures of the authors and links to their work in the show notes on the website. So let's get things started by setting some context for the Collingswood Book Festival. We spoke with Michelle Zellner, who's a good friend of ours and is also one of the principal organizers of the Collingswood Book Festival. And she sort of set the stage for what exactly led to the creation of the Collingswood Book Festival and how it's rolled out over the last 13 years or so. We're with Michelle Zellner, who's one of the leaders of the Collingswood Book Festival. Michelle, talk a little bit about the history of the festival and how this year stacks up with previous years.
Sure. Well, about 13 years ago, my friend Jean Brennan said, Michelle, I want to start a book festival. And I said, what, are you crazy? What do you mean? She said, like an outdoor festival, like a street fair, all about books. And I said, I just don't know. But we put together in a couple months, just through the internet, we had a whole lineup of authors. Mostly the authors that were speaking were in the library. We had a few exhibitors and entertainment. And we put it together, as I said, maybe in 2 months. And every year it just grew and grew. This is the third time it rained. So we've only been indoors for 3 years. So we're still learning how to make it work. But it's very confusing. There are a lot of different places that people can go, and we could have used more volunteers to help us help the guests navigate all of the venues.
What does the turnout tell you about the future of traditional print publishing? There's an awful lot of authors here with printed books like me.
I think that it's not dead. I think that people still want to hold a copy of a book in their hands and read. I don't know how it was for the exhibitors, but I do know that I believe the printed book is not gone yet.
Any special plans for next year's festival?
Well, we're planning on sunshine so that we could be outside. We preferred having a street fair outside rather than a street fair inside. It's so much more fun.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
We're here at the Collingswood Book Festival with Alice Mohor, who's the author of Special Days. It's a poetry book for teachers to use with their young students. Alice, tell us a little bit about the book.
Oh, yes. Well, it's a collection of poetry for holidays, but more than that, any special day like Groundhog's Day, first day of spring, when you go ice skating, summer rain. It's all rhyming poetry, and it's marking ordinary days to make them special.
What is it about poetry that resonates with teachers of young children?
Well, it's a lead-up skill to reading. You know, we all remember when the classroom teacher would put all on the board, A-L-L, and then put a B in front of it, and you'd sound it out, ball, and then you'd change the front letter to hall or call. And so And rhyming poetry is novel enough, it gets the kids' interest, and they can anticipate from the rhyming pattern what a word might be without actually knowing it before they see it, just based on the sound.
As I look around the gym today, a lot of the exhibitors are exhibiting children's books. What are some of the special challenges you face trying to market a book in that marketplace?
Oh, well, gosh, lots. I say poetry, and people go, oh, and then I say children's poetry, and they go, oh, that's nice. But it's really for adults to read with children. I didn't limit the vocabulary so that based on the pictures, the child can look at the picture and try and guess what a word is or sound it out without really knowing it. So it's really a combination of adult and child together.
And you also have a diversity of poetry related to different religious holidays of all different faiths. What made you include that in the book?
Oh, well, holy day is the origin for holiday. And so I started with pre-religion, Stonehenge, and then went from there to all the major world religious holidays to incorporate, you know, across the board, everybody that I tried. So
the book is Special Days. It's poetry by Alice Mohor and illustrations by Carol Mohor, I assume is your sister?
Yes, Carol is a retired elementary art teacher, and I'm a retired elementary PE teacher. And my students, when I taught PE and I used poetry in PE, were so impressed that I was literate and I could read and write.
Terrific. Thanks for being with us, Alice.
Thank you.
Special Days, poetry by Alice Mohor, available on Amazon.com. We're here with Joe Samuel Starnes. Take three. Joe Samuel Starnes is the author of Red Dirt, a tennis novel. He's here at the Collingswood Book Festival with us. Joe, tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, it's my third novel, and it came out in April. It was actually inspired. I've always played tennis, and I grew up in Georgia. Watching the U.S. Open, John McEnroe will complain every year how there's not a good movie about tennis. And about 15 years ago, I started writing a screenplay and didn't get very far with it. But the idea stuck in my head, and ultimately I realized I wasn't a screenwriter either. I was a novelist. So I wrote a novel, and it came out earlier this year. One description I sort of like is that it's sort of the redneck Rocky of tennis fiction. It's a kid from sort of blue-collar roots in Georgia who makes his way to the French Open.
I can tell from your accent that you have some personal experience with the Deep South.
Yes, I was born in Alabama and grew up in Georgia and didn't live north of the Mason-Dixon line until I was 33. So I've been up here 15 years, but they say you can take the country out of the boy out of the country, but not the country out of the boy. So I guess that's the case with me.
So what are some of the challenges you face as a novelist working in the current publishing environment?
Well, you know, I had to take my car to get serviced yesterday, and there were 15 people in the room, and I was the only one there with a book. So I worry about people reading, but that's one thing. It's great to come to the Collingswood Book Festival and see thousands of people who are interested in books and want to read books, and a lot of people want to write books. But getting novels published is tough. It took I had an agent for this book, and he couldn't sell it to a big New York house, and it bounced around for a while before we finally found Breakaway Books to publish it. So I hope that maybe there'll be a comeback for novels, but you worry about that.
And any other projects in the works?
Yeah, actually, I've been for about 4 or 5 years now. I've been working on a series of crime novels, and I thought I'd written the first one a couple of years ago, but then I realized that it was maybe later in the series. So I've got another novel I'm revising. I'm working with an agent. I thought I was finished with it, but I've decided it needs more work, so I hope to finish it early next year.
That's great. Thanks for being with us, Joe.
All right, thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate it.
It's Joe Samuel Starnes, and you can get more information at joesamuelstarnes.com. So we're talking with Daniel David Jones, the author of True Story of Promising Forecast, A Miracle Rescue at Sea. It's a story of five men who go out deep sea fishing and end up in the water with their boat sunk 30 miles offshore. Daniel, how did you get the idea for the story?
We lived it. We actually spent 18 and a half hours out in the ocean without just life jackets on. And
What goes through your mind when you find yourself in a situation like that? It must be beyond belief.
It is beyond belief, and there was a certain point when you actually accept the fact that you're going to die out there. And as the book says, there was a miracle rescue. Around 12:30 at night, a Panamanian tanker ran over my buddies, and about an hour and a half later, a Coast Guard helicopter picked me up.
And were you out there all by yourself after that, or did everyone get back safely?
Oh, yeah. No, there was five of us all together. Everybody made it. And when they pulled me out, my body temperature was 91. There was no way we'd ever make it till the sun came up.
What lessons can you draw from the experience? How has it changed your outlook on life? It must have changed it somehow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm a safety freak when it comes to going out. I still go out fishing, but I don't go out without someone knowing where we're going to be, when we're going to be back. I have an Ebert, two sets of flares. Like I said, I'm a safety freak, and I really do go overboard on the safety.
I assume this is your first book?
Yes.
What were some of the challenges you faced writing it?
Our editor was excellent. You have to have a good editor, and that's pretty much she helped us right along through the whole ordeal. And it's a challenge. I was a carpenter my whole life, and here I am writing a book. And we just won an award with our book down in Florida. We'll be going down there in November to pick it up.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
The book is called True Story of Promising Forecast, A Miracle Rescue at Sea. It's written by Daniel David Jones, co-authored by Arthur J. Higbee. You can get more information about it at fishandothertales.com. And that'll wrap things up for us at the Collingswood Book Festival in Collingswood, New Jersey. We hope you enjoyed a brief look at some of the authors who were there. We'll have a couple of other author interviews coming up on future podcasts. Again, if you want information about the Collingswood Book Festival, you want to go to collingswoodbookfestival.com. You'll see information about this year's events and who some of the authors were who were speaking and talking about their work. And there's also information in a mailing list where you can sign up for information about next year's book festival. We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Middle Chamber Books and Music Podcast. Please visit our Amazon affiliate store at middlechamberbooks.com. If you have comments or suggestions about these podcasts, including suggestions for other people you might want to hear an interview with, please write me at steve@middlechamberbooks.com. And don't forget to check out my own book, The Business of Podcasting, which I co-authored with Donna Papacosta, the Toronto-based podcasting pioneer. You can get more information about the book at thebusinessofpodcasting.com. The book's available on the Amazon Kindle and in trade paperback. We'd love to have you take a look and purchase a copy. And as always, our theme music is provided by the Indianapolis Jazz Orchestra. It's called Cook the Books. We produce these programs in the studios of Professional Podcasts, a division of the Lubetkin Media Companies in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, on the web at beingthemedia.com. These programs are copyrighted and may not be reproduced or cross-posted to other websites without express written permission from the copyright owner. If you are interested in sponsoring these programs, they are available for sponsorship. Just drop us an email or call us at 856-751-5491. And for everyone in the studios at Professional Podcasts and at the bookstores of middlechamberbooks.com, this is Steve Lubetkin. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you out there on the net. Take good care.